All right, it's 1061 The Corner, and our cavalcade of rock stars continues here in the Corner Lounge. We welcome in Dawn Landis. How's it going?
Hello.
First of all, am I saying your last name right?
You are. You got it.
Okay, cool. Because I did happen to see you the last time, I guess, you were in Charlottesville at Satellite Ballroom with Jason Isbell. Mm-hmm. And now you're back in town with Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a one-off show, or are you doing some more stuff with them?
Yeah,
or?
We're on a tour with them and this band called Carbon Leaf. And we're doing two shows with just Kellogg and the Sixers. And tonight's one of them. So it'll be fun. They're a great group of guys. So it's been.
Yeah, definitely. And we're trying to get the word out, too, about the venue change. It's at Fry Spring Beach Club tonight. So folks should definitely check it out. And we thought we'd have you do a song right off. What song's up first?
Let's see. Let's do this one's called Romeo. It's on the new record, which will be out in January in the States. And here you go.
There you go. Very fun stuff from Dawn Landis here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. The new album, as you mentioned, is coming out in January here. It's already out in the UK, and it's on the Cooking Vinyl record label. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I saw on your website there's another cool project you've been involved in here recently, Songs from the Point. And what is that all about? Is that a charity album of some kind?
It is, yeah. It's for this organization called 826 NYC, which is Dave Eggers kind of founded it. And but it's to benefit that organization, but it's a really cool project where they took the Harry Nilsson Songs from the Point, which was like I was a big fan of that when I was a kid. So it's really exciting to do. And a lot of great bands, Not a Surf did one, Andrew Bird did one, Devotchka did one. I'm a big fan of theirs. So yeah, it was awesome. You should check it out. Good cause too.
Cool, definitely. Yeah, we'll look for that. And that's out now, right?
That's out now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that'll tide us over until Sweetheart Rodeo comes
out. Mm-hmm. January.
Is that weird for you? Did you mention something about doing some touring in the UK? Is that why it's coming out there first?
Yeah, it came out in September, and we just did a bunch of touring over there with this guy, Elvis Perkins, who's amazing. And Acreville River. We were over there doing some shows with them. And we're going back to Spain in a couple weeks and Ireland and stuff. So,
man, nice.
All over the place.
Very cool. Well, we are visiting here with Don Landis in the Corner Lounge before the show with Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers and local favorites, sometime favorites, also on the bill tonight at Fry Spring Beach Club. And I think doors are at like 7 or something. But so you're originally from Louisville, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to NYU?
I did, yeah.
And then are you in New York still? Is that where you call home these days?
Yeah, Brooklyn. Living in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's great. That's where I met my friend Josh over here. He's playing guitar. Josh Kaufman.
Yes. Sorry, Josh. We need to introduce Josh. And we've also got some videoing going on here. Is this coming to the website? Who?
Yeah. Oh, yes. This is live and very real. Erin Lennox in the corner.
She literally is in the corner of the Corner Lounge. So, yes, that is awesome. And all this technology and stuff. I ask a lot of the artists that come through, I don't know how involved you are with like Twitter and Facebook and all of those type of things. Does that become burdensome, or do you feel like you have to do all of this extra stuff that maybe musicians coming up 10 years ago didn't even have to worry about? Or is it kind of, does it make it more fun and interactive with fans? How do you feel about that whole business?
I don't know a thing about Twitter. I like the idea that people tweet. My drummer, actually, Ray Rizzo, has a Twitter, a tweeter? I don't know what even you call it, a Twitter account. You can follow him, and he always is coming up with zingers to tweet. Tweeters. Twizzlers.
Something.
Yeah. But all right. I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's great that you can, you know, we can have this interview and then put it on the line and people can check it out in Nova Scotia or wherever they are.
Exactly. Worldwide instantly. Well, we're visiting with Don Landis here in the Corner Lounge. Before we get to another song from y'all, I did want to mention the fact that we had Jesse Harper, who is a local musician of some note and a very talented guy. He's in Old School Freight Train. And on his way out of the Corner Lounge one time, I was asking him about his summer plans, and he happened to mention that he was playing at a wedding in an 80s cover band, and it happened to be your wedding.
It did.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The lovely locale of Branson, Missouri.
Yep, very lovely. I went to middle school there, and it's an amazing part of the country. If you haven't been, you should go. Table Rock Lake is amazing. The Ozarks are beautiful. So, but yeah, they were, Love Cannon is the name of their band, and they do Madonna covers with like mandolins and upright bass, and they had fake afros. I mean, it was pretty wild.
Nice.
Yeah.
So was it pretty much Old School Freight Train then, or was it a group of other guys?
It's Adam, who plays guitar and banjo, and then Zach, who's in Josh Ritter's band, my husband, who plays bass.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like the perfect house band.
It was pretty rocking. You'd be amazed how hard people dance without a drummer. It's crazy.
Exactly. I know. I've learned that from living here in Charlottesville for sure. I've even taken up mandolin a little bit myself.
Yeah.
I only know a couple of chords at this point, but it's just the amount of great music in this area is pretty amazing. So,
great.
Thanks so much for coming in, Dawn.
You're welcome.
Let's hear another song and then. Definitely folks should check out the show tonight at Fry Spring Beach Club. What song's up next?
This one is Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Sweetheart of the Rodeo, you ride the devil's back. Turn away now. Girl, just 4 years old. Daddy ain't no damn good. Run away.
back. Turn away now as you go. You're never coming back.
All right, it's 1061 The Corner in the Corner Lounge with Don Landis here. Thanks so much, y'all, for coming in and
thanks for having
doing
us.
Doing the video thing and that whole thing. And it was great. So definitely get there early for the show tonight. Fry Spring Beach Club, the place to be. And Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, of course, headlining the show. And we'll see you back soon. Have fun and back in Europe and with the new album coming out and everything. Folks should definitely check it out. Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Sweetheart Rodeo.
Sweetheart Rodeo.
I know.
Is the album.
Sweetheart like the birds, the except without the articles.
Yes. That would have been a whole big lawsuit if you had named it that. So good choice. All right. Thanks Don.
Thank you.